about Tom Clancy passing is prominent at DougStephan.com. Such a good day to be with you. Hopefully you are having a good day. Maybe it's just starting for you. That's swell. We've got a lot of things to talk about as usual. There's nothing about this program that shies away from most of the issues of the day. I don't really know what to do about this story from New York where that the wife of the SUV driver who was chased and beaten by a biker gang speaking out about the incident this week. Alexian, I think that's, is that her name? Alexian Lien, L-I-E-N?
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the husband. This is the wife, Alexian Lien's wife, said she and her family were placed in grave danger by this mob of reckless and violent motorcyclists. I've listened to a lot of conversation about this, and I was trying to figure out how best to approach it from our point of view. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler here, Rich McFadden along later in the hour. I'm wondering about whether there will be, as there has been in the past when these sorts of things happen, and I wonder if it's not spearheaded by shows like the Sons of Anarchy. It's really a violent, really, I've watched the show, I don't know, three or four times because I think Katie Sagal is kind of an interesting person, but I don't cotton to the idea of the show, so I turn it off. I don't like a lot of that kind of violence. But there's a lot of violence on TV, a lot of violence in the movies, and some people think that's one of the real serious problems in our society. Anyway, after this incident, do you think there's going to be a call for a crackdown on these motorcycle gangs, these violent motorcyclists? And do we ask that question at Twitter.com, Kenny, Twitter at Good Day Show, or Facebook.com/Good Day. I wonder if people think that after you hear the story about what happens, this lady said, quote, "We know in our hearts that we could not have done anything differently."
Mm-hmm.
She's talking about her husband who was driving with his wife, and there was a two-year-old in the car. Bikers began racing around the car. One of them slowed down right in front of the car and had his back tire clipped by the car. And then they were obviously looking for a fight.
Right. They were out looking for something.
Right, exactly.
And there's, I mean, you know,
they
there's a ton
50
of...
50 blocks.
There's a ton of police, peaceful motorcycle. I don't even know if we call them gangs, but clubs. I mean, I live in a neighborhood where I'm right on a corner where, like, maybe 50 motorcyclists will go on drives up in the canyons of Los Angeles, you know, kind of up in the Angeles Crest Forest. And they seem perfectly peaceful. They're kind of loud at 7 a.m. when they go flying by, but, mm-hmm. but you know, I'm sure they're not out trying to hurt anybody. So I don't know. I mean, is this just a new type of gang for people to look out for?
I think it's an age thing. A lot of the bikers you see around the weekend driving those big...
Yeah, they're older guys, middle-aged guys. Yeah.
Guys my age who have never really grown up, they love these bikes and they have a great time on them.
Mm-hmm.
And the women that go with them, they usually always have younger women. You notice that? There's something about being on a bike.
There's something about a bike.
Women like bikes.
They like to be on the back.
Yeah. Why is that? Anybody? Why? Any ladies listening like to ride on bikes? How many of you have your own bike? That's also a trend. Women buying their own big bikes.
You like that?
And it's like a woman driving a Corvette, kind of, I find it. Yeah. I think it's interesting. 888, I've never dated a woman who had a bike or drove a bike, but
would you ride the back of a tough chick's bike, or would you have to get your own?
Depending on how well I knew her, I think, much anything else. Thank you for asking, though. It's an interesting idea. 888-302-3684. Yeah, I might. Yeah.
You'd ride on the back of the bike of a woman?
Yeah.
That shows you're kind of a new age man. Most men, I think, would not ride on the back of the bike of a woman.
Well, because...
Ken's like, nope.
I don't know. There's always this argument that goes on between whoever, if both people are... nominally into control or have control issues, who drives? You drive, your partner drives.
I always drive.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. It just...
I like
it. I don't date people with cars.
Congratulations. Nice work. And you have a nice car, so you can get people around in that nice car. Anyway.
We should maybe call Dr. Joy Brown right now.
You think?
An
idea.
Free therapy.
Here's, I'm trying to figure out how this actually took place. Kenny, maybe you can help me a little bit. As near as I can tell, this fellow, Alexian Lien, was driving with his wife and the daughter, and the bikers began sort of circling around his car. One of the bikers slowed down right in front of the car and began, that kind of stuff. And so the driver of the car, Mr. Lean, clipped the tire on the cycle. Then the riders began attacking Mr. Lean, and he drove away fast in panic. And as he did, he hit and injured one of the bikers. The bikers chased this guy for 50 blocks, yanked him out of the car, and assaulted him.
Gosh.
The man who was run over in critical condition, crushed spine, two broken legs, maybe paralyzed. Interesting, the biker's family has hired Gloria Allred to represent them. So this guy, his name was Christopher Cruz, by the way, charged with reckless driving, unlawful imprisonment. But again, here's a guy that's seriously injured. Mm-hmm. And so what does that say about some of these bicyclists?
Good. The bicyclists.
These bikers, the cyclists.
Suffering psychotic.
And whether there's we have a society that is very drawn to the police for things like this, and the police seem to, I don't want to say enjoy, but they kind of get themselves into these sorts of things with these bikers. People usually, just because you're wearing a black leather jacket and it may have sort of an eerie-looking insignia on the back of it and you're driving down on a noisy Harley, that doesn't mean you're a bad guy. It just means you like noise and you think that this is cool.
Right. And it's a fun thing to do.
But there are some tough groups, and I think, again, sort of underscored by Sons of Anarchy. And there have been other biker movies over the years. Remember Easy Rider? How many people remember Easy Rider from what? Oh, how many years ago is that? That's 40 years ago, isn't it? How old is that?
At least.
Movie, right?
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson and Peter
Late
Fonda.
Late 60s, I think.
Yeah. All right, so anyway. But there's always been, as you were saying, Jennifer, a fascination with men and women who ride these things. And it is completely sexual. It's 100% sexually driven, in my estimation. So there's that deal, and you can take it. What? You don't think that's true?
No, I do. I do think it's true.
We don't have Roberta today, right? Is she still moving?
I think she's moving. I think she's back Monday.
It's a 2-week deal? Wait. 888-302-3684 coming up. A 2020 history. We did it. No, it's a TV quiz, because this is the hour Jennifer does TV report. What are the hot things in the TV report later on this hour, Jen?
Ooh, we've got 24 news.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably our big story, plus a little Kardashian news.
Ugh.
And maybe the Kardashians will not look the same next season because someone might be missing. Why? Because there's marriage problems.
It's Friday, the 4th of October.
Yes.
Stephen's Good Day program, 14 after the hour. Here's a quote from an email that I got. You ready for this quote?
I'm ready.
This product you've been talking about works so well. I've noticed a tremendous difference because, and I might ask this would be an interesting quiz. What product am I talking about if I'm talking about hair? Your hair being noticeably thicker. This guy's hair is not falling out anymore. Matter of fact, because he's using it regularly, his hair is coming back in. He loves the feel of his hair and the look of his hair when he brushes it every day. Folks, that is a real comment from a real customer who's talking about a real product that's named Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia is the natural hair thinning therapy that I've been advising you use for a long time. And a long time is probably the better part of a year since this product came out. The new Provia Super Concentrate now comes when you dial 800-543-5817. That's 800-543-5817. The new Provia cleanses that stuff that's plugged up all of your pores from the cheap shampoos, cleans it out so your hair is going to grow back. It's younger looking hair, it's fuller hair, stronger hair. So if you've been saying goodbye to your hair, say hello to Provia. Call 800-543-5817. You want to play it really cool when the operator answers and she's a stiff. You're calling to order Provia, sir, and this is how this works. You can say, boy, is your voice hot to the operator. See what she says.
And she'll say, she'll hang up on you. But
Maybe. All right, we'll try
maybe
it
she might say thank you.
Yeah. Just make it a little different conversation than just ordering the stuff. Have some fun with her or him. You can, if you're a guy, you can tell the operator if it's a guy and he's hot and see how he reacts to that. 800. Let's get
the, they like it, by the way.
Yeah, they do. 800-54, and they like Provia, too, Jennifer. 800-543-5817. Provia will work. or your money back. 800-543-5817.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you could save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded. Mm-hmm. The whole room starts to spin. Mm. My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's two-day fall favorite sale Friday and Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy, 50 milligrams three times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day. Did I wake you up? This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen Dudley, as well to my friends and family. And I consider most of you to be my friends, so you can feel free to call me Dudley if you'd like. Jennifer Horn is here. She's my friend. I'm her friend.
I never call you Kessler. Dudley, though.
No, you don't.
I usually call you Dougie.
Yes, you do. And I think that's endearing, and it's okay. Thank you very much. Ken normally refers to me formally as Doug. I don't know that you've ever called me anything other than Doug, have you?
No,
I don't
Mr.
even remember.
Stephens,
I don't know that we even talk to, when we talk to each other, we don't use our names. I don't say, Ken, what do you think of this? Well, I might say it on the air, but if we're having a conversation off the air.
I don't think most people, especially people who are friends, I don't think you really
use their names.
Usually do that.
No. 888-302-3684. 2020 television quiz. Ready?
Love it. Ready.
Ready.
All right. Here we go. This has to do with the premiere of Leave It to Beaver. How many people? I would not normally ask this question because if I were talking about a general consumer sort of television show that started on this day, 1957, people under the age of 40 wouldn't know what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
However, this show is so popular and it's in reruns everywhere.
Yeah.
Leave It to Beaver, originally on the air on October 4th, 1957, starred Jerry Mathers, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Barbara Billingsley. For the swell prize, name the family members that they played. Jerry Mathers was who? Hugh Beaumont was who? Tony Dow was who? Barbara Billingsley was who? What were their first names in this? Well, everybody knows that their last name was Cleaver, right?
Right.
Okay. So what was their first name? Name of the characters that they played. 888-302-3684. Put your thinking caps on. This is sort of a surreal American life that they lived. It was fun. June did the housework. Oh, I gave that away. Maybe nobody.
Oh.
21 after on Good Day.
Everyone's your own
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Some of the contestants in the X Factor girls group category from last night. Everybody ready?
Ready.
This is Dani Geimer with Georgia on My Mind. Sounds pretty good so far, I think, doesn't it?
I actually like this. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, I think she's good. Kenny, is she good or bad?
Yeah, I think she's doing a nice job on this.
All right. So we all three agree that she's okay, above the cut. From some of the things we've heard this week, from some of the contestants on
Definitely,
The Voice,
yeah.
X Factor. All right, so that's Dani Geimer. Next up, Riley Brown singing Angels on the X Factor show.
Does an angel contemplate my face?
Where'd this song come from, Kenny? I don't know this song.
That's the Goo Goo Dolls, isn't it? No.
When I'm lying in my bed.
I'm not thrilled with her. Anybody?
No, I don't. I think she's overdoing it.
Overdone. Yeah. Okay, what about you, Kenny?
No. Doesn't do a thing.
All right, so far we've heard a number of candidates for winners. And the winners so far are Ms. Santiago, Ms. Page, Ms. Cohen, and Geimer actually won, I think. All right, so next performer was Primrose Martin. X Factor. Frisco at the disco. Alright, we think that's. What do you think of her?
I'm not impressed. Kind of boring.
No.
Kenny? No. All right.
No.
I think she's okay, actually. But we all have our opinion. All right, so that moves us into the next position. All right, well, let's. We haven't heard from Simon this week, and it's time we heard from Simon.
So here
he goes off on Ms. Martin, Primrose Martin.
I'm surprised you didn't deliver as much as you did the first time, Primrose. I don't know. I don't know what Demi should do.
I do.
Can I say something?
Do you know what? It's pointless, Primrose, because that was actually beyond awful. I mean, it was seriously. Everything about it, you sang out of tune. It was the longest minute and a half of my life.
Wow.
I love it.
Listen to me. If you...
Primrose.
Okay, stop Primrose. Did you...
Okay, stop.
Please.
Primrose.
I want this so bad.
But why
if
would you...
you walk away, the blue
shoes will walk in and take me.
Do you know what? I give up.
All right.
So did she go home?
No, she's probably still there. So.
Please, just one more chance.
She's a winner. All right, so that's the X Factor from last night. A couple of other items of interest here when it comes to the gossip that seems to be so prevalent. Jennifer, probably all hot with the Sinead O'Connor comments made regarding Miley Cyrus. She wrote an open letter to her. But she says, stop letting yourself be exploited. Is that, do you think that's happening? Is Miley Cyrus being,
no, I agree.
Was Sinead O'Connor being exploited? Was she,
well, I don't know if Sinead O'Connor's like the teacher of all this, but, you know, she had her rough times, and I think she's a good person for Miley to look to.
Yeah, really?
Right, I think so.
You shouldn't give a flying blank about the people. She says they'll make fools of you.
Yeah, exactly.
She's had that, and she's taken herself into the arena on how many occasions this past couple of weeks? 3 or 4 times, right?
Oh, yeah, and she's always got that tongue out of her mouth, and she's naked, and I mean, it's just, it's not, nobody likes it. It's
too
not
late,
a good look.
Sinead, 28 after a good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Of all the questions I get asked, the most common is, Warren, my cat is not using the litter box. And there are many reasons why cats refuse to use the litter box. First of all, if your cat has been using the litter box and stops, have him checked by a vet right away. If he has some type of crystallization or if it hurts him to go to the bathroom in the litter box, he's going to stop going. In older cats, make sure you check for arthritis. If it's difficult for them to go in and out, they may stop using it as well. Try a different litter, clean more frequently, put down a second box as well. You know, cats are fastidiously clean animals. Generally, if they're not using their litter box, it's not their fault, it's the guardian's fault. So make sure the litter box is kept clean. Don't play with litter. Find a litter that your cat likes and stick with it, and make sure you keep that litter box cleaned on a regular basis. But again, if your cat stops all of a sudden, check with the vet. There are many physiological problems that can scare your cat right out of the litter box, and it's not fair to correct the cat if he's not using a litter box because he's in some type of pain. Check with your vet first. Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Friday is in the air, or Friday is upon us, and so we're on the air and in the air on our Friday Good Day program. I'm Doug Stephan. Dudley is here with Jennifer and Kenny. For those of you who are new to the program, don't we have a couple of new, I'm pretty sure we have another couple of new affiliates today, as a matter of fact. I'm trying to remember where they are. I remember seeing the email yesterday. And, of course, I took good note. I was running out of the house yesterday. I was looking at this email trail of the new affiliates, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and I meant to grab it. I'm used to, because I've been around for a while, I remember we had the old teletype machines. We used to be able to, when we ran by it, we'd rip off the copy that was there as we ran into the studio to do whatever it was. And I'm talking about, this was still in the mid-70s, before we had computers that worked, everything was on paper, and the old teletype machines go, you know, that kind of stuff. You remember those from your childhood here with your father?
But I don't know that we ever had a teletype.
Really?
I know what you're talking about, though, where, like, the news machine would just start.
Yeah, exactly. Well, those, no. That was how it sounded when there was computers. The old days, when I got started, the teletype machines were bing, 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 and it would sound like a teller. It actually sounded, though, you get right down to it, it sounded like a typewriter. At the end, you go, you know, that's, at the end of the line, you go to the next line.
Hmm.
Pretty exciting,
no,
huh?
I don't know that.
Okay, well, let's congratulate you. Television report coming up in just a moment, including the answer to our question, the names of the four family members who were a part of Leave It to Beaver, which premiered on CBS on this date, 1957. I was talking earlier about the U.S. overtaking Russia as the world's largest producer of oil and natural gas. A lot of good reaction to that for emailers. Countdown, let's see here. I was looking at the countdown issues. As many of you know, I do the weekly talk radio countdown show on a lot of these same stations. It's a three-hour overview of the hot hits from the stories that have made it big in news talk radio and television during the week. Of course, the shutdown is number one. The healthcare thing is number two. Relations with Iran and whether to believe the new president is three. The climate change report turned out to be number four this week. So I thought, in addition to, I thought we'd get a little more information about this. And this always, people love to be challenged. And because I like to have you as a participant as much as possible, I'm always interested in finding different angles for me to engage you in the conversation. Thus, the 2020 News Quiz question, which will follow the 2020 television question. You'll actually have, what time is it now? You've got 24. You know, maybe we'll give you 10 minutes on this, 9 or 10 minutes. I want you to tell us, with regard to the United Nations climate change report, the group that put this together, that's a I think it's a non-governmental organization within the UN called the IPCC. What is the IPCC? It's not what you do when you go to the bathroom. IPCC. Well, it could be the way you teach your child. Father goes into the toilet with the son and says, IPC.
IPC.
See? Yeah. Okay.
See?
That's a little crude.
Yeah,
but
see?
It's, yeah. See?
Yeah,
right. See? What does that actually stand for? UN group that worked on this issue. What does IPCC stand for? All right? And we use that together. I mean, I don't know. A lot of people. It's the same old kind of with this. It's, you know, the UN says that humans are responsible, and other people say, no, that's not true. And so it gets back and forth. I'm always one who likes to bring two sides together. And I've said this for years and years and years and years. Whoops, I just did the microphone.
Oh, sorry.
My hands
did you just fall into a tin can?
No, I'm just, Here's this microphone in front of me. Most microphones are on a stand, and they're in front of you so you don't, you know, when you're moving. I move my hands around a lot, but mm-hmm. I just waved at the ceiling.
And oh, my gosh. Grand. It sounds like you just played a guitar solo.
That's the spring that holds the microphone. A new sound.
That's actually
not
pretty
attempt
good.
To adjust
you
should
play
your
that.
Okay. Yeah, it's so silly that we're amused by such silly things. 888-302-3684. Okay, let's get to IPCC, what that's standing, what that stands for. The shutdown is hitting defense firms and manufacturers. For example, United Technologies yesterday sending 2,000 workers home. This is the military-industrial complex at its best. How many people are sorry to see people laid off working for United Technologies, a defense manufacturer? What do you think? This is actually hurting a lot of small firms that do have government contracts. It's, I mean, stands to reason. If they still, but we get back to the thing we've been talking about all week. That is what is essential and what isn't. Right? The shutdown can threaten recoveries, that is, around the world. Governments are worried about our shutdown here because so much of business that they do comes from the United States. So is this going to, it's certainly hurting me in number of commercials that are, it's affected, if you can believe it, it's hurt the number of commercials that we are carrying on the program this week. It seems bizarre. Why would the government shutdown affect an independently produced radio program? I'm telling you, it does. Affects everything. And some of us are happy to see the government not spending money that they don't have, but then it seems to affect, you understand the trickle-down effect, and through that, you understand how inveigling the government is in everybody's life, everywhere. They're infested into our lives, and you see how many people are dependent on the government in one way or another, sometimes not even visibly so. It's really pretty challenging when you get right down to it. All right, so Jennifer, we're gonna. You can be the judge. You remember the name of the members of the Beaver family?
Yes, I think I do.
All right, well, I've given two names out of the four so far. All right, let's see what we have here. I believe Bruce is the first person who called. Listen to KTSM. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, Doug and crew. How you doing?
Hi.
We're fine.
Good morning.
Have we ever spoken to you before?
Oh, a couple years ago, I think I got one of your free hats. And
no.
And a signature card, and
really, are you still wearing the hat?
I'm a regular listener, and I call and get the busy signal quite often. But you know, that's the game.
But that is the game.
It is the game.
All right, so we'll give you a chance to win another hat or some such thing.
Yeah. You know, what I liked about those programs like Ozzie and Harriet and Leave It to Beaver is they really taught American family values. You know, we're missing that, I think, nowadays.
We're missing a lot of things. But
I agree with you.
Okay, we got Ward, got June, got Theodore Beaver, and we got Wally.
Very
Theodore.
Good.
So do you still watch these in reruns?
You know, I think I've seen every one of those episodes 10 times.
All right, and who was the annoying
along
neighbor?
With Highway Patrol and Route 66. You know, I love the black and white stuff.
I do, too. I watch Lucy every day of my life, pretty
much. What cable channel is that? TV? The TV?
No, it's not a cable. Actually, it's a free over-the-air channel called THIS, THIS, here in the armpit of the Southwest here. Because I don't watch that. I have it on as a background noise all the time. But, you know, like I say, you know, I love those black and white, because a lot of the writing for that, the people were still, you know, World War II generation who had values and mores.
And it was funny without being dirty or
Raunchy. Well, it was real cornball, you know, and the kids nowadays think that it's just ridiculous. But I'll tell you what, growing up on that, you instilled those values.
Yep. That's a good way of looking at it. Thank you for bringing us that slice of your life. It's good to have you here. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you again. 888-302-3684. Let me speak to what he just said for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Last night on the plane, I get the little, Jennifer laughs at me because we get the movie box.
Yes, otherwise and, you know, known as like a portable DVD player. But
yeah, that's what it is.
Movie
and
box.
So they have the movies and television, and I always want to get caught up because I'm not watching any television. I'm not doing anything. I didn't even catch Person of Interest this week. I like NCIS. I like Person of Interest. I haven't seen That Dark Side, which is something that Richie keeps telling me I'm going to like. But anyway, the point is that I was on to an episode of Two and a Half Men.
Do you mean The Blacklist?
That's what I said. What did I say?
The Dark Side?
Well, yes, I did.
Okay.
Know, but it's close. You got it.
Very close.
Yeah. It's a good thing you know how to translate what I'm saying.
I know. I speak Doug Steffen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You speak Dougie.
Steffenese.
So I'm watching this, and this is a show that airs at 8 o'clock, right?
Yes.
Okay. So.
Oh, no, Two and a Half Men, 9 o'clock.
Is it 9 o'clock?
Yes.
It used to be 8 o'clock, though, wasn't it?
I think maybe at one point, but now it is 9 o'clock.
All right. So is it just me? Am I an old fogey when I get upset listening to the character played by Ashton Kutcher talk about what he does when he thinks about his girlfriend?
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous and out of control. That's what TV has been reduced to, though, and that's what I'm getting back to. I mean,
he
you watch
$750,000 an episode to use the M word,
and they go for the cheap jokes. They go for the gross kind of
raunchy
things.
I lasted 4 minutes, and every time, I mean, I used to watch it for 3 or 4 minutes when Charlie Sheen was on it, and then I find myself going back to the same thing. I don't like it because it is. It's cheap. It's
but all
easy.
Of the comedies on TV are like
that
now.
That's why nobody watches
them. Many of
them,
anyway.
I don't watch any of that stuff.
And that's what I get at. You can watch an episode of I Love Lucy, and it is still funny today.
Yeah, right.
And there's nothing dirty about it. It was, you know, it was real comedy. And I think
you're
now,
young, and I'm not. I'm a young thinker, certainly. I just don't get what's funny about that stuff.
It's just
the
dirty.
Phony stuff. But that's the number one comedy on TV, right?
Yeah. Well, one of them, Big Bang Theory, is number one, probably.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, I just thought I'd give you my 2 cents worth for what it's worth, and it may not be worth
it. I agree
two
with
cents,
you.
But, yeah.
We agree on this one, Dougie.
For what it's worth. Kenny, what do you think?
Mark that down.
I lost my patience with Two and a Half Men years ago. I felt the same way. I just was like, you know, it's... You don't have to do that to be funny, and they don't do it in a funny way.
No, it's not funny.
I don't mind sophomoric bathroom kind of humor now and then, but it should be funny.
Right.
And
I think
it should
they
be
do a lot of that, and it's not. Yeah.
That are
when
funny,
you overdo it, it stops being funny.
Right. Like anything else, if you overdo it, it's whether it's funny or you just...
Take it from
like,
me. I'm a chronic overdoer.
Well, you see, but I think that's what happens on a lot of these talk radio programs and certainly on talk television, news talk television and news television. It's the same stuff over and over and over and over and over and over and over. It's boring. It doesn't... We call it the cume. The listenership, that is the number of people who will come in, sample what you're doing, and either stay or go away based on... whether they're interested. And I think the more you tell these same stories over and over again, or you focus on the same topics and issues for a long time, that are clearly, the shutdown has clearly really worn out its welcome this week. But yet, there's still a lot of people who feel like we need to talk about it. I may just mention it's going on. Okay, so what else is there going on? One blames the other. It's that they've been doing that all week. They've been doing that all year. They've been doing that forever.
Yeah. It's the beginning.
Nothing new there. All right, stand by. Jennifer brings us updated news on world of television issues and shows. Just a moment. This is Good Day.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's two-day fall favorite sale Friday and Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
The home juicing trend is undergoing a resurgence as more people recognize the benefits of a diet bursting with fresh fruits and vegetables. But not everyone has the time to make their own juice each day. This is where super premium packaged juice can come in handy. These juices can be consistent with a healthy lifestyle for those on the run and who don't want the fuss and hassle of juicing themselves. For example, one premium juice, Naked Juice, offers 1 pound of fruit in every bottle. Or if you need a boost in vegetables instead, the Power Garden line boasts ingredients like carrots, chickpeas, beets, and sweet potatoes. That's 2 servings of vegetables and 1 serving of fruit per bottle, plus tons of vitamins and fiber. Have a picky palate? That's no excuse either. The bottled smoothies come in a smorgasbord of fruit-forward flavors. What's more, to date, the brand has donated 75,000 pounds of fresh fruit and veggies to underserved families through a partnership with a nonprofit Wholesome Wave.
We'll get to the answer. The 2020 News Quiz question wants to know what IPCC stands for at the UN. But before we get there, Jennifer is going to bring us up to date on the latest, including some pretty interesting news about the latest production as it gets into, actually, 24 is going into production, I think, this week, isn't it?
Yeah, let's just start there, because yeah. You and I are 24 fans, so let's make it about us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fox announced yesterday that the upcoming 24 reboot, 24, Live Another Day, will take place in London. Love that. 24's always had global sensibilities, said star Kiefer Sutherland. But to be able to tell this intense 24-style story with the beauty of Europe's history and architecture as the backdrop, it's going to be fascinating. That's nice. I'm ready. I'll take it. I'll take your word for it, Kiefer.
Jennifer's into the drama.
I love it. I love the drama.
It does. It gives it a different setting. It's kind of cool to be here.
Speaking of drama, save the drama for your mama if your mama is Kris Jenner. Now, you know, Kris Jenner is the mother of the Kardashians and also the one who came up with the Kardashians TV show. She has her own talk show that may be back in the fall.
Why?
She and her husband have been denying reports that they're having marital problems, but her sister let the cat out of the bag and believes the union's in trouble. Karen Houghton is Kris's sister's name. She tells In Touch magazine this week that the couple is separated and that Bruce Jenner has even sought out a lawyer.
Yes.
Brooke Shields could be joining The View. She's been doing a lot of work over at the Today Show, and apparently she's been talking about her marriage to Andre Agassi. She said it was a very nasty divorce back in 1999.
That was her first husband, right?
That was her first husband, yeah, and she's written a whole story about it in her new book. Really? It Doesn't Have to Be That Way, How to Divorce Without Destroying Your Family or Bankrupting Yourself. How's that?
That would be great. It ought to be required reading.
I know, right? It should be the textbook.
Yeah, because there's no reason to have. I was talking to somebody the other night who'd been through a divorce, and she, you know, said that at the beginning of it, it was crazy how nasty her husband was, and then she kind of, you know, the guy settled down, and it was okay.
It's so much easier if you just decide responsibly, you're not moving forward, let's figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Good news at the Fox Network also, if you're a fan of the show Sleepy Hollow, they've only showed a few episodes, but it's been such a hit for them that it's renewed for another season.
Is it about a headless horseman?
Yes, it's great, actually.
Is
it's a good show.
Is it really?
Show.
Great.
It's a very good show.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it modernized? Or
yeah,
like,
it's about Ichabod Crane getting dumped into modern day times.
Really?
It's great.
Wow.
You should check it
very
out.
Very cool.
All right, let's get to ID here. Michael, anybody got the right answer, or am I going to have to do this? I guess I'll have to do it. Okay. Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change at the United Nations issued that report this week. Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And basically what they concluded is that this is all our fault. And then there are a lot of people, as you can imagine, coming out of the woodwork on the other side, like Phil Valentine, who says, nope, it's not. Global warming has nothing to do with man.
Yeah. For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfreliancexpo.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
On this program for a long time. Matter of fact, almost as long as we're starting our 26th year next week, end of the 25th year of the Good Day program this week. So I think as of Monday or Wednesday, whatever day it was, program got started. So as many years as I've been doing this, almost as many years, Tom Parsons has been here from bestfares.com. So we're going to get the lowdown on travel, whether it's a cruise, whether it's an airline trip, renting cars. Tom's got the information. You might want to check out his website, too, which is bestfares.com. Every week, if you go to dougstefan.com and look for Tom's picture in the contributors box, click on that. It goes right to a special page he has with deals for Doug Stefan listeners. So we'll get the deal story in a moment here with Tom Parsons of Best Fares right after this on Good Day.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote. Shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools. Throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
All right, Tom Parsons is here. Information for free. And this is not a case where you get what you pay for, although sometimes I think with Tom that is the case, but hopefully not today. He's got lots of info on the best fares, the breaking news from... I was looking at actually a story about the new plane, the 787 that Boeing has, and the controversy about whether it's been properly vetted and engineered, it's going to be okay. They're going to make the plane bigger. They're going to stretch it so that it can be used in some circumstances, like the 767 of today. That's a double aisle plane, isn't it? 787 is a double aisle plane?
It should be. Yeah, it's a wide body.
Yeah, it's a wide body plane. Okay.
Yeah.
Wondering.
It has a more fuel efficient. Yeah. So it's supposed to take you about 8,000-9,000 miles, something like that.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the stuff this week. You're always looking for, because everybody wants to know where the deals are. Man, you and I tried hard this week to find deals. Domestic way of me having to get back and forth across the country quickly, and the prices were crazy. And this isn't even this is not a peak travel time. I had the last minute stuff, but even then, you can usually find one bargain, and we didn't find any.
Well, we didn't find any between the East Coast and the West Coast, but we, you know, there are some in the Midwest and Chicago, and if you wanted to go, let's say I live in Dallas, and if you want to go to Orlando, it's not on sale. The cheapest airfare ticket I found this weekend was $701.
From Dallas to Orlando?
Right.
Good Lord.
However,
it's an hour.
I can buy the ticket today, go tonight to Tampa, which is 1 hour. Tampa Airport to downtown Disney is 1 hour.
Yep.
Okay. For $179. Okay.
And, gosh, $20 to rent a car. What's a car? I rented a car. You'll enjoy this. I always go to Vroom, Vroom, Vroom to rent my cars.
Right.
And they do a very good job of finding the cheapest price. So I like the Dodges, the Chargers, and the, you know, that kind of a car. And so I look, and I like Enterprise, so I look for the prices, and I reserve what I usually do, and I get the Enterprise office. They don't have any. So what they put me in was a fire engine red Mustang convertible, which was kind of an interesting car. I haven't been in a Mustang for years.
Right.
It was kind of fun to drive it, actually.
Yep.
But these are very interesting to see how, you know, they want to have you pay more for the more expensive cars, but in fact, it really doesn't cost them any more money, really, to rent you an expensive car than it does a cheap car. They just can jack up the rates because the car, in people's minds, that's a more expensive car, so it's worth more. Right? Isn't that the psychology of that?
Yeah, that's why I always take an economy car, and then when I get there, they usually never have one.
Right. Yeah. So you get an upgrade anyway. Yeah. But some of the prices have been really good. I found it was $22 a day for this car out in Los Angeles. I thought that was pretty good. So anyway, but you won't find those bargains unless you really work for them, especially when it comes to airfares. Check out Tom's bestfares.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.